Large ratan pankhas, with ropes tied to them, hung proudly from the gem-encrusted ceilings of the Darbar Hall in the Ranakpur Palace. But there were no coolies to be found at the other end of those ropes. Instead, an electric ceiling fan that had been installed right next to the pankhas blew modern air on the 600-year-old throne placed right under it. The throne waited in silence for its king, Maharaja Uday Singh, to arrive. As per the royal protocol, family members and palace administrative officials were to be seated according to their ranks 15 minutes before the arrival of the Maharaja. Uday Singh's younger brothers had taken their place, flanking the throne on either side. Next was Ajay Singh Ranakpur, the Maharaja's eldest son, who despite being adopted, was the heir apparent. Abhimanyu Singh, the middle son, sat next to his older brother, and Vihan Singh, the youngest, had sprinted in last, late as usual. After exchanging a few words with his brothers and uncles, as well as executing the signature Ranakpur Pranam that required a 90-degree bow, with the hands coming together from the sides rather than from below, he had taken his seat next to Abhimanyu, but not before placing his hand on his heart and looking up towards the Jharoka, where the ladies of the royal family were seated, observing the proceedings through translucent curtains.
"Mahamahim Raj Dhiraj is arriving," announced the Darbari standing at the special entrance for the king.
Uday Singh's footsteps echoed in the gilded corridors as he walked past the lotus pond in the middle of the expansive chess-themed chalk. After taking his place at the throne, Uday Singh nodded at the gathering. "Please be seated," he said.